All right, back to Who's Talking? Hobbo Frank, Chris Sill, Terry Gates still in the house, and Frank apparently had the opportunity to go over to Moore's Volvo and take a little test spin. How did it go?
Well, let me tell you something. I drove a really sweet silver S60 T5, and I tell you, what a nice automobile. Cornered like it was on rails. Impressive acceleration with that turbo. Got good gas mileage, and really very, very sporty automobile. Good stuff.
Well, I'll expect to see you in that before too long.
If I win the lottery.
Oh, they'll hook you up.
They might. Kirby Fields, the general sales manager over there, maybe he can cut a deal for me.
All right. I think we do have Chris Wright. We got Chris and Chris. Go ahead, Frank.
Chris, are you there?
Yeah, late practice.
All right.
I jumped on as soon as I got to the phone.
Chris, we got 2 minutes for you. We need to hear the latest and greatest about the football coaching staff. Any news, any input? What's your take on the whole thing?
You know, you had a hunch that some changes were coming based on the way Coach London answered some questions on in his postseason teleconference. I don't know that people thought it would be as wide sweeping as it has been with four different coaches. Nor do I think people think it would have affected the defense as much as it has, because that unit seemed to improve over the year. So in terms of reaction, I think people are a little surprised by the number of coaches and by the side of the ball they came from. The biggest thing here, though, is they got to improve special teams and they've got to improve offensive scoring. So if by moving Coach Moore off of the staff and then pulling in a better offensive line coach and moving Walkenheim back to tight ends fixes that problem, then that's a good decision. And I think ultimately that's where a lot of this motivation is coming from, a good offensive line coach and a good special teams coach, and then they'll kind of fill in the other pieces as they make sense.
All right, Marcus Hagans, there's been much written on the Sabre, a lot of speculation. Is he going to stick? Because I know he's had his 2 years as the graduate assistant. What happens with Marcus?
I think they have to see what shakes out elsewhere first. And what I mean by that is, yes, you'd love to have Hagans on staff because he relates well with the kids. He's a good recruiter. Or he would project as a good recruiter because of how he relates with kids. So, and I thought he did a pretty decent job with the wide receivers, to be honest with you. So I think there's a spot for him, provided that some super experienced, you know, quartet doesn't appear. So let's say you get two good experienced guys. Well, then you can take a flyer, so to speak, on Hagan. If you can't get a couple of good experienced guys, you take young guys on the other end of it. I don't think you can also throw a Hagans in there. I think you got to find a couple of guys, coaching wise, that have some football bowl subdivision coaching experience. I don't think you can fill all four spots with young and hungry guys. I think you need at least one or two old veterans of the coaching game.
And that brings us to Tom O'Brien. Would Tom O'Brien, after these head coaching gigs at Boston College and NC State, would he consider coming on board in any capacity?
Well, they say everybody's got a price. So I would say it's possible. Some of the kind of things you hear floating out of the North Carolina area are that he's ready to kind of take it easy for a while, go to his beach house and kick his feet up and kind of get out of the grind for a while. But I think he would at least listen to Virginia. I think you know, his experience here didn't end exactly the way he would want it to, because I think he would wanted a shot at being an associate head coach and maybe replacing Coach Welsh, and that's not the way it played out. But I think enough time has passed, and I think if the numbers talk to him in a certain way, that he would at least listen.
All right, so that's one of those deals where they put a piece of paper in front of him and say, how many zeros have to be on this paper?
How many commas?
Chris, what about this wild idea? They're already paying Al Groh money. Can we get a bargain deal where he comes in and coaches special teams? We're already paying for him.
Yeah, that's true. You're already paying him.
Don't you think we could at least get something out of this?
I think with the way those bridges were burned at the end, that ship has sailed. That check is going to him either way, but I don't think he's going to be coaching here to earn that check.
All right. Maybe he could just watch film for hours and do all the game planning, because he was a genius at that.
He's
right.
An outstanding defensive game planner.
Oh,
the name
goodness.
that from the past that yes. I would bring up is Andre Bowell at Maryland. Special teams kind of guru. He's been here before. Maryland's leaving the ACC. Powell's been in the ACC for pretty much his whole career. Might be worth a phone call.
didn't he coach at one time the running backs at North Carolina?
He did. He went from Virginia running back coach, wide receiver coach at two different times, coaching guys like Terrence Wilkins and Thomas Jones, to coaching at North Carolina, and then he went to Clemson where he had a hand in C.J. Spiller's development. So he's a veteran of the ACC wars. He's a guy, and look at Stephon Diggs this year for Maryland special teams, and Powell had a lot to do with that. He's a guy I'd at least put in a phone call to. I'm not running the show, but he's a guy that I'll at least consider.
All right. Well, Chris, you've been awesome for giving us a little bit of your time tonight. Listen, we want to bring you back here in the next couple of weeks. Habo is going to need help, and we'll be talking to you soon. Thank you for catching up with us tonight.
Yep. Sorry to run practice late, but I'm glad to talk to you guys.
Very good. Take care. All right. We're going to go to Chris Sill right now, who's got the Olympic Sports Report.
All right, guys. In swimming, men finished second, women finished third in the Georgia Fall Invitational on Sunday. First year, Courtney Bartholomew had an automatic qualifying time for the NCAA championships in the 200 back. In women's soccer, fourth year forward.
Ho, time out. Lauren Perdue had an Olympic qualifying time as well.
It's a good day for UVA.
Yeah, well, that's very rare this early in the season. Two swimmers for Virginia have both gotten Olympic qualifying times. Go ahead.
Bernardino's doing a great work up there. In women's soccer, fourth year forward Caroline Miller was named a semifinalist for the Herman Trophy, which is the most prestigious individual award in college soccer. And Caroline was also honored on Friday as a first-team All-American by the National Soccer Coaches Association of America.
And well, she should be.
And then in wrestling, 17th-ranked Virginia finished 7th at the Cliff Keen Las Vegas Invitational. Jed Moore was the runner-up.
Interesting traded messages to media relations today, and we will have Steve Garland on the show early to the middle of January, just prior to all the dual team matches that are coming in January. So we've got
your main man, Andy Fletcher-Johan.
That's my man, Andy.
I just like to say his name.
You know, I know. I don't think Andy
says
it like that.
Another basket by Fletcher-Johan.
That's not how he says it.
He's a PA guy. He's a dream of the PA guy.
All right, let's get Terry back in here real quick, and don't go anywhere, Chris Sill. Let's talk a little bit about the next couple of basketball games. Well, we've got the time. Virginia's going to play Tennessee this Wednesday night, 7 o'clock in JPJ, and if you're not there at this game, you're a knucklehead. Good basketball game. We got a minute to go. Give us your predictions, Terry. What's going to happen?
Oh, I think Virginia wins this game. I think it's a quarter step forward for some of these guys, and I think they're looking to get back on the floor prior to the finals. And this is the next big one they have. They're playing an 0-4 or 0-5 team on Saturday, I think, who's played some really good teams. But this is a huge game for them. They should look forward to it. It should be a good crowd up there.
Yeah, I would think Wednesday night, that would be a big W. As you say, Mississippi Valley State, if they can get these two, get 8-2 before exams, that's success.
All right, there's the music. We're in our last 30 seconds. I'm going to predict that Virginia beats Tennessee by 15. I think this team is gaining momentum. Next week's show, we have none other than Dan Bonner, one of Habo's buddies. Last 10 seconds.
And 5:30 next week.
5:30 next week. Ted Jeffries and Yuri Barnes are on deck for upcoming shows. We'll talk to you next week. Go Hoos!